Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News Briefing for Thursday, March 3. Parents across southeast Queensland have been told to pick up their children from school and residents urged to stay at home over the next 2 days as extremely unstable weather again hits flood-ravaged parts of the state. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says people in Brisbane, Ipswich, Moreton Bay, the Sunshine Coast, Gympie, Wide Bay and Bundaberg regions should consider urgent action while schools across the entire southeast will close tomorrow. The Bureau of Meteorology has this afternoon issued a severe weather warning from Caboolture to Maryborough, with severe thunderstorms likely to produce heavy rainfall that may lead to flash flooding and damaging winds. The clean-up in the aftermath of flooding in Brisbane and surrounding areas has been complicated by heavy rain from a severe storm which hit early this morning. Further south, around 500,000 people in New South Wales are subject to evacuation orders or warnings as the focus of the state's unprecedented flood crisis moves south. The Bureau says parts of Sydney, the mid-north coast, the Hunter, Illawarra and Central Tablelands regions should continue to brace for heavy rainfall, severe thunderstorms and damaging winds. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the floods in the Hawkesbury region will be worse than last year, with things set to get worse before they get better. Surf conditions down the coast are also hazardous, with authorities urging people to stay out of the water. Australians are now free to travel to every state and territory after Western Australia finally reopened its border overnight. The state is the last to allow quarantine-free travel, but some travel restrictions will remain in place, including the requirement for people to be triple vaccinated and complete a travel pass to enter. Both domestic and international travellers can now enter WA without hotel or home isolation requirements for the first time in almost 700 days. WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says he expects an influx of travellers with almost 23,000 travel applications as of yesterday morning. And Fitbit has recalled 1 million of its Ioniq smartwatches after dozens of users reported burn injuries when batteries overheated. The company says anyone who bought the Ioniq watch with the model number FB503 should immediately stop using the product and contact Fitbit for packaging to return it. The watch was sold between September 2017 and December 2021. Customers will receive a full refund of $299 and a discount of 40%. To purchase certain other Fitbit products. And that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.